In Alaska, it's illegal to exhibit a picture of a marked ballot. Sharing a ballot selfie isn't a criminal offense, like in some states, but it is technically grounds for invalidating that vote. However, one academic warns that relaxing these laws could enable vote buying and coercion. KTOO's Caroline Halter reports.
On October 27, 2016, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin expressed her support for presidential candidate Donald Trump by posting a picture of her ballot on Facebook. The picture got 17,000 reactions, 560 shares, and 616 comments. It also generated news articles questioning whether Palin had violated state law. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins thinks it's time for the so-called ballot selfie to be recognized as a form of political speech in Alaska.
Ballots and voting are, in a certain sense, an expression of what your view of society should be in terms of who you believe in electing in order to sort of affect that vision of society. And I think that's an incredibly important form of speech and should be free and should be protected.
The 27-year-old state representative is sponsoring House Bill 7, which would make it legal to share ballot selfies as well as pictures of marked ballots like Palin's. Josie Benke directs the State Division of Elections. She says Alaska's current law is both unclear and impossible to enforce, and she supports the ballot selfie bill.
For the division, we support clarifying language. This is just going to give us clarification, you know, to give direction on ballot selfies. And of course, we support any legislation that promotes the act of voting.
In states where they do enforce bans on ballot selfies, such as New Hampshire and Colorado, federal courts ruled that ballot selfies are protected under the First Amendment. Rick Hassan is a professor at the University of California, Irvine, where he specializes in election law. He opposes the legalization of ballot selfies and says concerns about vote buying and coercion are still relevant.
We're not worried so much about people taking pictures and posting it on social media and then selling their vote, but people taking those pictures and just sharing them privately with whoever might be coercing them or paying them. A law doesn't have to be perfect in order for it to be constitutional. And so it could be a useful way, even if not a perfect way, to deter such conduct.
Representative Christ Tompkins has acknowledged concerns about vote buying, but noted that this type of voter fraud is rare. He thinks his bill will be well received.
I may be more familiar and exposed to the way people express themselves online than perhaps some of my colleagues, but I've remained pretty confident that all of my colleagues will find the current law pretty dumb and want to change it because it is. So I suspect that this will have multi-generational appeal.
For him, the legislation is simply a matter of keeping with the times.
I think on election day, or even prior to election day with absentee ballots, I would say my Facebook feed is pleasantly populated with ballot selfies. And the first time I was on the ballot, I took a photo. It was a meaningful memento to me. So here I am, a criminal. I'm trying to emancipate myself.
Christ Tompkins is also working with state election officials on an amendment that would address concerns about electioneering. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.